first of all, what is National Work Zone Safety Week?
Sure. So every year, over 700 people are killed in highway work zone crashes, right? And so this is either people who are driving their car or riding in cars, or the men and women who work to maintain our roads and bridges on the highways. And obviously, any death over zero is too much. And so we, the Associated General Contractors of America, and a number of other groups that represent the men and women who work on roads have come together to really educate drivers about the fact that when they're in those orange cones, when they're driving in a highway work zone, look, we get it. We know it's frustrating to be stuck in traffic or to go a little slower. But to please, please, please slow down, be careful, put that darn phone away, and pay attention to the road, because the conditions are going to be different than you're used to. And the data tells us that it's actually those drivers and those passengers who are more likely to get hurt or injured in a work zone crash than even our workers.
Now, I understand that these work zone crashes involving construction workers on construction zones are getting worse. Why is that happening? Why do you think that's happening?
I think there's a couple reasons why work zone crashes are getting worse. One, of course, is that as the economy gets better, there are more people on the roads every day, more people going to work, more people driving around cities, or more people shipping goods from point A to point B. At the same time, you're also seeing a lot of highway traffic work taking place overnight in the evening hours. And typically the only people who are on the road in the middle of the night while our folks are out working, typically the only people who are out at night on the roads while our folks are improving them are people who've been out and shouldn't be driving a vehicle, or people who've been driving too long and are tired. And they're actually going faster than if you were working on a work zone during rush hour. So you've got more people on the roads, and a lot more work is taking place at night when the people on the roads are, in a worse position in terms of doing harm to the folks to do harm when they get in a crash. So that's kind of the mix of factors that's contributing to this sort of spike in roadside fatalities, or the fact that our members are telling us that the percentage of our members that are telling us that they're having cars crash into their work zones has gone up each year for the last 3 years. So like back in 2016, 39% of our members told us they had a car crash in their work zone. And that number is now up to 54% in 2018.
Now, what can be done to prevent these situations?
There are a couple of things that motorists can do to make themselves and the workers around them safer in highway work zones. Obviously, the first thing is follow whatever the posted speed limit is. A lot of times, work zones include lane shifts. They include kind of confusing situations, and that speed is really designed to give drivers time to adjust to the changes. They need to pay attention. There are a lot of trucks entering the highway, lanes are shifting, so this is not the time to catch up on your emails or send a text. And they just need to be really careful and aware of their situations and their surroundings. I mean, think about it. Very few of us work in a place where we've got vehicles passing us at 60 miles per hour within inches of ourselves. This is one of those situations. Work zones are dangerous, and you really need to slow down. And the other thing is, most work zones are at most just a few miles long. A lot of them are a lot shorter than that. If whatever time you're saving by going above the posted speed limit in those work zones is only going to be a matter of seconds, and it's not worth it to put yourself or other people at risk of harm or death.
Okay, now is there any place our listeners can go online to get more information on all of this?
Certainly, you can go ahead and visit our website at agc.org. That's A for Associated, G for General, C for Contractors.org. We've got a whole section on highway work zone safety. They can also just type in National Work Zone Safety Week, and there's a ton of information from federal and state officials on the things you need to be aware of. And then the other place that they should think about going is every state DOT does a great job of posting information of where there are currently work zones out on the road. It's worth taking a few seconds to look into that, and if you're not comfortable driving through a work zone, if you don't like all those changes in orange barrels, by all means, take a look at that, those state DOT websites and just decide to wrap yourself around those work zones. That's fine, too.
Great. Okay, good. Well, I think we're all set then. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Appreciate your interest in this topic.
Our pleasure, too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.